Hey guys, welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. We are back this week with the second installment of our three-part Carolina Country Music Festival Conversations. We've had the awesome opportunity to sit down with three amazing up-and-coming female artists at CCMF. Last week, we chatted with Jillian Smith. Make sure to listen to the last episode if you missed out. Next week, we will share our chat with Tracy Lynn. And this week, we're bringing you the fun-filled conversation we had with lovely Mara Streppa.
Mara is from the suburbs of Chicago, but found her way to Tennessee after a quick detour in North Carolina. She won the 2022 Tennessee Songwriters Week with her song, Singers in the Song. She pulls a lot of inspiration from Loyal George, Janis Joplin, and Dolly Parton. Her incredible vocals and songwriting skills appeal to fans of old and new country alike. She has 12 songs available now, so make sure to check this amazing artist out on all the streaming platforms.
So you're originally from Chicago-ish area?
I'm originally from the Chicago suburbs.
Okay.
Moved to North Carolina when I was 12.
What part of North Carolina?
Chapel Hill for 6 months. And
Go
then
Tar Heels?
Charlotte. Go Tar Heels.
Okay, all right.
And then Charlotte for 6 years.
Okay.
And then I moved
wonderful.
To Nashville.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Yeah. Do you like Nashville?
Oh, yeah. I'm never leaving.
It sounds like you are a very busy person in Nashville.
Yeah. Every night?
Every night.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I love it. I truly wouldn't. I'd much rather be doing this and working 24/7 than work a 9-to-5 and not be doing music. So
that's
I'd
awesome.
Choose this over anything every day. So
we were stalking your Instagram page. And your videos of your announcement on the highway.
The highway fun.
It was absolutely adorable. What was that moment like?
So iHeartRadio was the first.
Okay.
And I was like...
And that was Women of Country, right?
That was Women of Country. Okay. So for both the highway and Women of Country, they really told my story, which was just... It's just something that I'd never imagined anybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear it on a station that I've listened to my entire life was really just like... Oh, it was just a very, like, oh, my God moment.
Surreal.
iHeartRadio was the first. I was super emotional. I was by myself. And it just, like, hit me like a ton of bricks. Like,
I can imagine.
Things, especially how I've noticed it is I can very easily, like, move through the motions and not take a second to, like, realize, like, okay, what would 10-year-old Mara say if she saw everything going on? And in that moment, I was like, wow, 10-year-old Mara would not even like fathom that this is happening. So that was really special. Amy Brown has just been such a sweetheart and really excited to give me a platform to tell my story, which has just been the most comforting thing. With SiriusXM, it's actually funny because Buzz Brainerd, who runs the On the Horizon, used to be a Chicago sports broadcaster.
Yeah.
So
oh,
my brothers were freaking out.
They're more excited about that.
Buzz Brainerd knows who you are. And I was like, yeah, and he knows all of my mental issues. So that's really fun. But that was a surreal experience, him talking about my story and, you know, giving my song the platform that I didn't even know I'd be able to achieve in the 3.5 years that I've been in Nashville. Especially with this song, it was Skinnier. And for those listening that haven't heard it, I have a song out called Skinnier. It's about my eating disorder and just the thoughts that take over when I'm having a bad day. So the song comes out, and I didn't plan for it to come out. I didn't want it to come out.
Oh.
It was one of those writes. I wrote it with my friend Sam Hatmaker, and we just were crying and just wanted to talk about it. And there's so many songs out there that are like, love yourself and body empowerment, and which are great.
Yeah.
We need those songs, but just the same, like, it's such a lonely feeling to constantly feel like you're never good enough.
Yes.
And hearing everybody be like, but love yourself. And it's like, sometimes like I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need to have that space just as much as I have the space to love myself. And so that's why we wrote Skinnier, just to like say it and not have a fix, not have a solution, just to say how we were feeling.
And so many people appreciate you doing that as well that are experiencing this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I played at the Listening Room. It got to Amy Brown. Then that she asked me to be on Outweigh, her podcast. And then when she was like, and then we'll put the song on iHeartRadio. And I'm like, the song is not recorded. I have an iPhone recording of the song. So I call my producer who did my EP and a few of my singles. And I said, hey, I need this song done by next week. Can we do it? And he was like, yes. So we recorded it on tape and we used two instruments. We didn't do any editing. It was just a one take vocal the song was the song, which is how it should be. It was a very, it's a very raw, vulnerable song, and we wanted to incorporate that. And so then that's what it was. And then everything happened right after that. So.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
All during finals week, nonetheless. So wow. Like trying to do my, you know, my senior year first semester finals, get those done while trying to do all the
meetings. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
From Belmont, correct?
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Wonderful.
Just a few days ago, right?
About a month ago,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then you're here in Myrtle Beach?
I am. This is my third year here at CCMF, and I love being down here. But yeah, I flew in yesterday. I played a CMA kickoff show on Wednesday in Nashville, and then flew down here yesterday, and I leave Monday.
Wow. Oh, you get to stay the whole weekend then.
Yeah.
Have you got to check out any of the amusements and attractions or even the beach while you've been here for a few days?
Yeah. So last night, right when I parked, I ran out to the beach and put my feet in the water because living in Nashville, we don't have a beach. So I was able to go put my feet in the sand and that felt really good. And then this morning I took like a 2-mile walk on the beach, which was just great. And listened to music.
Clears your head, right? Yes.
Found my zen. Like I was saying, it can be very like go through the motions because everything's happening so quickly. So this morning was definitely another one of those like, oh my gosh, I'm playing Carolina Country Music Fest. Like I'm in Myrtle Beach doing music full time. Like this is my job. This is insanity. But yeah, I did that. And then I came straight here and unloaded my equipment and my friend Will just played, so came to see him, and now I'm with y'all.
Yay,
we are so excited for all of that.
Thank you for having me.
So you have a wide variety of inspirational artists that have really inspired you, and we were looking at some of those.
You have an old soul in your heart.
You have an old soul, exactly. Tell us a little bit more of how these people have inspired you to pursue that music career.
Yeah, so I am the youngest of five. My oldest sibling is 34. So there's I'm 22, so there's a large range of us. So my parents are they're not old, and they'll kill me if I'm like, they're old, but they're, with my friends and their parents' age groups, they are in the older age group. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, they raised me on really good music.
They did.
My dad is the biggest The Band fan that you'll ever meet. Uh-huh. So we grew up singing The Wait, and I have this video on my Instagram of me when I was 5 singing it that I chopped up with me when I was 21 singing it.
Oh, cool.
So this song has been in our family forever. It's like our family song. And yeah, grew up with Little Feat and Bob Dylan and Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt. I just grew up on this music. And for like middle school, I was like, I'm going to listen to rap music.
Yeah.
And
of course, right?
Mom and Dad's music is stupid.
Yeah.
And then,
they don't know what they're talking about.
And then in high school, you know, I had more of a pop sound and was kind of in that scene. And then as I was in my senior year, I like really started to appreciate that music and realize how much it has like made me who I am, because that's what I listened to growing up. And then once I moved to Nashville, I feel like I really figured out who I was and really figured out like what I like, not what, you know, I think I should like or what I should sound like or whatever. And so I really took that into consideration. And I just love it. I like to tell people when they ask my genre, it's such a hard question. But I like to say if Janis Joplin and Dolly Parton like had a
it's
music
you. Love
baby,
it. Yes.
That's like my vibe.
So who would be your ultimate, partner on a song, collab for a song? Thank you. Losing my mind here.
That is a great question. I think, so I go through phases.
Yeah.
I think as everybody does.
Everyone.
Right now, I would say Elle King.
Okay.
Ooh.
I just wrote a song that I think she would crush, and so I'd love for us to do it as a duet.
All right.
But yeah, Elle King, Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton is a huge, huge, I'd love to just write with him, let alone sing with him would be an honor. But those are probably like the three that come to mind right now.
That's a good variety too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love, I mean, Bonnie Raitt would, if I could sing any song with Bonnie Raitt, it'd probably be Love Me Like a Man. If I could do that with her, I would melt. Or Brandi Carlile. See, now you got me on.
Now we got you all over the place.
All the people. Love Me Like a Man has been on repeat for me.
Okay.
And if I could sing that with her, that would be like incredible. So.
Love it. Well, you did just mention about writing. You have written a lot of songs. What, you know, do you just go into the studio, or do you, you know,
yeah,
find
what's the process?
Yeah, what's the process for writing?
Yeah, so typically it's definitely picked up over the years. So I moved to Nashville like 6 months before COVID hit.
Oh, wow.
So I was in Nashville for 6 months, and like co-writing was part of the, it's a big Nashville thing.
Yeah.
When I was in Charlotte, I did not co-write. That was just not something we did. I did with my producer because we would be in the studio recording songs and we'd tweak stuff or whatever, but it was just not a thing. So I had gone to Nashville to co-write before I moved there. And pretty much it's set up where either you meet somebody at a writer's round or you meet somebody at a coffee shop. Oh, I'm a songwriter. Oh, I'm a songwriter. Oh, I know this person. I love that person. Yeah. Let's write. You get a date on the calendar. But typically you walk in, you're either at their house, my house, or there's like a bunch of writer's rooms around town, a place called NSAI that I write at all the time. Or if they're with a publishing company, we'll write at the publisher's house. And we'll go in and we'll kind of talk. If we don't know each other, we'll talk through our, who we are. And I have like a running list of song titles, and a lot of the other writers do too. And we'll kind of go through and talk about titles. And if something clicks, it'll click real quick. And yeah, that's pretty much the process. And we sit and we talk through it. And usually I'll start playing a progression, or they'll have a little melody in mind, and it'll just kind of flow from there.
When you get
really
done,
weird.
Do you know, like, this is going to be a great one?
Yeah. I think like the level of excitement I get for the title, that's kind of how I know.
No.
So yesterday, actually, wait, today's Friday.
Yes.
Wednesday, I wrote a song with my friend Abby. It was our first co-writer. I met her because she was working at the boutique that I shop from way too much. And we were started talking, and she had added my songs on like the store playlist or whatever. And she's like, I write too. I was like, oh my God, well, let's get it right. Let's do something. So she comes over. We're going through ideas, and she has this idea, Family Disappointment. And I'm like, okay, like,
I want to see where this is going.
Yeah. Like, she was like, yeah, just this idea of like, you know, going the music route when everyone else is successful. And I was like, oh. So I first heard the title, I thought like a really sad, like, down on yourself song. I was like, I don't really know if I'm in the mood for that. And then we started talking, and I was laughing because, like I said, I'm the youngest of five, and, you know, my oldest brother's the president of his company, and my sister's in school to be a dietitian, and all my siblings have really, really awesome career paths. They have beautiful families. They're just all doing well, and I'm doing well as well, but they're doing well in such a different way. So I just started talking, and I said, well, my sister's a doctor, my brother's a CEO, and I'm surviving on peanut butter toast.
And so, what about macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, look at ramen noodles, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we ended up writing a hilarious song. I'm like obsessed with it now.
It took a totally different spin from where
totally
you
different
thought
spin.
Originally.
Yeah, and Ashley Gourley, who's a huge songwriter in Nashville, he's won numerous songwriter awards. He's probably written 99% of the country songs that you've heard.
Yeah.
He spoke to Belmont, and he said, when you see a title, write it, like take a 180 and write it. He was talking about Sand in My Boots specifically.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So Hardy had brought in the idea, and originally, so you hear that title and you're like, oh, party, drunk on a beach.
Exactly.
Like, whoops, got sand in my boots. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, let's do a 180. Let's make it where the only thing you're bringing back with you is sand in your boots and not the girl that you love. And so I've really adapted that mindset of like taking these titles and just completely writing it the way you wouldn't expect it to be written. And so that's why we did that song on Wednesday.
Wow.
Ooh.
And that definitely grabs your listeners and your fans to actually want to hear what is this going to be? What's going to be in the song, the catch, everything.
Yeah. Awesome.
So you've mentioned your family a couple of times.
Yeah.
Do they support the goal in life?
Yes, they are. I could not be more grateful. Both of my parents, ever since I was little, I've always been like, I'm the center of attention. Like,
you're the baby.
Literally. So I've just always wanted to be on a stage. I've always done the living room performances, and, you know, my siblings would get so sick of me. But now, like, they're all so supportive. They come to my shows when I play in their towns, and, you know, they're always sharing my music on their social medias and just they're all texting me this weekend. Like, we wish we were there, like break a leg. I could not be more grateful. I have the best support system. And it's just been, I know a lot of people that don't have people that support them, and it's heartbreaking. And my parents could not be bigger fans. They're like heartbroken that they're not here this weekend.
I was just about to ask you, do they travel at all with you?
Yeah. So they live in Charlotte, which is only like 6.5-7 hours from Nashville. And I have siblings in Chicago and Atlanta.
Okay.
So I'm smack dab in the middle of everybody. My dad comes to Nashville very often. Mm-hmm. So he comes to a lot of the shows. My mom gets to come to a lot of the shows. They came and saw my Bluebird debut, and they came to the festival last year and then the 2 years prior. my cousin, who's their goddaughter, is graduating high school this weekend, so they're at her graduation, or else they would be here. But I told them to go because she is awesome, and they should be there for her.
What's your cousin's name? We want to give her a shout-out.
Yeah, happy
Anna, congratulations.
She's going to University of Tennessee, so go Vols.
Yeah.
So she'll be close to me, which makes me happy. We're practically sisters, so
that's awesome.
I'm glad that she'll be close to me. But yeah, so I'm, and my extended family as well, all my aunts came to the festival last year, and all my cousins are super supportive, and it's just, we have a really tight-knit family, so I'm very lucky.
We have a big family. That sounds just, I bet holidays are fun.
They are something.
They're intense.
They're something.
There could be a lot going on.
Well, now all my siblings have kids, so it's like just a lot. I counted the other day, in my immediate family, there's 17 of us.
Wow.
So including my parents and then the spouses and the children, there's 17 of us total. Just like,
that's
crazy to me. But Irish, Italian, Catholics.
Oh, I was actually going to ask. So. Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
It's how they do it.
Big family runs in the
blood. Y'all going to have to like rent out places just to be able to get the family together.
It's crazy. Like, we have to get hotel rooms. Or like, luckily, two of my siblings live about 20 minutes from each other in Chicago suburbs. So we can kind of fit all of us there. But I was like, if I ever make it. Let me rephrase. When I make it, I'm going to buy a big old mansion that has rooms for everybody so we can all be in one space, but far enough away from each other that when we're ready to rip each other's heads off, we can go into our quarters.
You can do like a compound.
Have
a house, but it's all in the same same land there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we are moms, and we, of course, love having, you know, our siblings and family to help us. So how is it being an aunt?
I love it. I like to sit, so I have a cat. He is like my favorite thing in the world. So I'm the crazy aunt and the crazy cat lady.
Love it.
But my
that sounds like a country song right now.
No, it's in the Peanut Butter Toast song.
Okay,
it's in there.
All right.
It's the bridge. But my oldest nephew will be 5 in October. So he's just getting to that age where like, hi Aunt Mara, like where he's like recognizing. And I stopped by their house the other day, but they were at school and I was only driving through. And I dropped off little cowboy buttons for their backpacks. Aww. Cowboy is my cat. And they were like, cowboy. They got so excited. And, you know, my sister-in-law told me, like, how pumped they were that cowboy visited them and all this stuff. So it's fun being an aunt. My sister just had a baby June 1st. So I'm
congratulations.
Little baby Nell. So it's just growing and growing. And I love being able to, like, have little, I don't know. It's just, it's different. Being 22 and being the aunt of 6. Mm-hmm. It's just different, but it's really nice to like be the fun, young, cool aunt.
Uh-huh. You're going to be the one they're calling at all hours of the
night.
Correct.
But when they get just like, a couple years older and they get in trouble, I think you're going to be the
I'm going to be the one getting them in trouble. Yeah. Like, I'll be the one sneaking them tequila at family weddings.
Or that too, exactly. So being from Chicago, is your family White Sox or Chicago Cubs?
Cubs.
Okay.
My brother-in-law is a Sox fan. We don't like to talk about it. My sister-in-law is a Cardinals fan. We really don't like to talk
about
it.
Oh, wow.
We definitely don't talk about that.
But yeah, we're all Cubs fans. So.
Cool. Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Our minor league baseball team here in Myrtle Beach is a Cubs affiliate.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
We get to see them before they make it to the Chicago area.
That's so fun.
We have a little infinity of our in our hearts for the Chicago
Let's go, baby.
Side. Yes.
And we actually have the direct flight, so which is even helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to that.
So great.
When it comes to performing, do you have any rituals that you like to do before you're about to get up on the stage?
You know what? I've been asked that question before, and I think I have a different answer every time.
Okay.
Because it truly just depends. Usually, I'm not nervous at all before a show, except for like 2 minutes before I get on stage. And my band, they're not with me this trip, but they know. They're like, okay, if Mara lashes out on you, it's not your fault. She just gets really stressed out right before she goes on stage. And they deal with me, thank God. But rituals, I mean, I say a little prayer, like take a few deep breaths. Sometimes I'll take a little sip of something just to cool my nerves. But no, like, specific rituals. I like to listen to 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton when I'm driving to a gig. So, like, my Bluebird debut, I blasted 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton just to, like, hype myself up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no really specific rituals. I should probably adapt something though.
You don't have to.
No, that's good.
Whatever works. Exactly.
It'd be fun though to have like a little thing that I do every time.
Yeah.
What about picking out outfits? How far ahead of time are we looking? Do we plan
out?
That's
gonna be hard.
So literally last night, we're staying at a friend's. I get to their house and I I'm unpacking my clothes and I'm looking, and I packed like two extra outfits because dependent on the day,
yeah, you gotta have backup.
I can get dressed and be like, I hate everything about everything I see in the mirror. I need to put on something, whatever it is. So I overpacked, but I was like, I don't know what to wear. Like, three of these outfits I really like. Granted, I'm playing 3 days so I can pick and choose, but I went on TikTok and I just said, can somebody figure out what I'm gonna wear? And so people voted on my TikTok about like what outfits, and this one won. So I wore this one today.
I love it. And your boots are thrifted?
Yes. They're thrifted. The skirt is Amazon and the shirt is Lulu's from like when I was a freshman in high school. So
that's
ripping a little
awesome.
Bit, but it's,
No, it's perfect. Yeah. You look very, very pretty.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Ready to perform.
Exactly. Yeah.
But my token is I always have my bolo tie on. So every time I play
that's
a show.
That's such a cute little touch. I love it.
This I thrifted. I got at this vintage thrift shop, and I was with a friend, and we were grabbing coffee, and there was this thrift store next to it, and we walked in. I was like, oh, I should get a bolo tie, like, kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman that was working there was like, yeah, you should, like, try it on. So she tied it, because usually you wear it with this at the front and then the dangles.
Uh-huh.
She was like, tie it around your neck and see if you like it like that. So I wore it like that, and I've never not worn it. And now all of my, like, cat merch, he's wearing the bolo tie. And I always wear it uneven, not on purpose. It's just how it falls. And so his is uneven, and it's just kind of become a thing now. So this is I have a song coming out in the fall called Band Shirts and Bolo Ties, and it's kind of about how
about the
bolo tie and how I'm like a little bit bougie and a little bit trashy, and how it's like I like to wear cut up band t-shirts and bolo ties. So it's like
I am a thrifter at heart.
Yes.
Most of my clothes come from the thrift store, and I love that. But I have my high-end pieces, too, and they all collaborate nicely into one wardrobe. Yeah. So I feel you. I absolutely feel that.
Amazing.
If you get a chance, we have some great thrift stores around here.
Ooh.
I mean, you're very busy this week, but there are some really good thrift stores around here.
Yeah, I'll have you text them to me. That'd be great.
Perfect.
Maybe I'll find a new outfit for tomorrow.
There you go.
You never know.
My manager friend Drew, who was just with me, I was taking content for my TikTok. I'm doing like a day in the life, so we'll have to take a video. But
yes,
he was like, I hate this for you. He was like, writing songs is hard enough, performing on a stage is hard enough, and now you have to document, edit
everything,
do all the posting, I was like, yeah, but I'd rather do this than sit and type out of a computer for hours.
Exactly.
I'm happy with it.
That's
so
wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, so our listeners, what's next for you? Where can they find you? How do they become your biggest fan?
Oh, well, you can find me on all social media platforms and streaming services. It's going to be at Mara, M-A-U-R-A, S-T-R-E-P-P-A, Mara Streppa Music, or just Mara Streppa. I'm on TikTok and Instagram and Spotify and all that kind of stuff.
And we will absolutely link all of that.
Yes.
Oh, great.
We will.
So. And then if you subscribe to my email list, I'm not a spammer. I forget to send out the emails, so you can, like, I promise you I will not spam your emails, but that's where you'll get, like, pre-save announcements, and you'll get special discounts on my merchandise, and you'll get sneak peek to songs that haven't been put out yet. So I have a bunch of music I'm putting out in the fall. I'm really excited about it. It's a little bit different than a lot of the stuff that I've been doing. It's more with that John Prine, Lowell George, Levon Helm influence. It feels just really authentic to me and who I am, and they're funny. One of them, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of them is called Bitches Bitchin'.
Love it.
I love it. I'm already
saying
that's what I need to hear it.
That's what Drew was saying. He was like, your song is perfect for this podcast.
Yes.
But that's the one that I really would love Elle to hear and sing with me. But
well, maybe we can make it our podcast theme song.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm going to text it to you.
Yes.
It is like truly one of my favorite songs I've written. I wrote with my friend John Decius and Donnie Napier. And it's just about like a girl's night in where the ex-husband has the kids and where there's smoke, but there's no cooking going on. So it's just just a fun, good girl's night in song. So
love it. Does sound like it fits us nicely. I love that.
Especially if we get someone else to watch the kids.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. So you can follow me in all those places. MaraStreppa.com is where you'll get most of the updates. I'm most active on Instagram and TikTok if you want like quick updates. But there's a lot coming up. I'll be in Montana next week playing in Bozeman and Red Lodge. And then I'll be in Illinois playing Chicago, Bloomington, and Highland Park. And then I'll be in, where else am I going? There's a few other dates. Yeah. You can go to the tour part of my website and see everywhere. But yeah.
So you got a busy next few weeks coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Who are you excited to see this week at CCMA?
Miranda.
Yes.
I've never seen Miranda live. Mm-hmm. And her last album, Palomino, has just been like on repeat. I saw Brooks and Dunn. I love them.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough to have become friends with them. And so I went and saw them in Birmingham, and they're just great. I'm excited to see Scotty McCreery. I saw him back in Birmingham. His drummer, Joey, has become a friend of mine, which has been awesome. But definitely Miranda Lambert. She is just
everything. She's an icon. Yeah.
She's just incredible. And she's just real, which I really appreciate. It's hard sometimes in this industry to tell like what's, I know for me, I was putting on a show for a long time, like trying to be something that I'm from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in the South for now 10 years, but I'm a Chicago girl at heart. Mm-hmm. And so like me being all heavy yeehaw is just not very authentic to me.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of figure out who I am has helped me see who I really draw to. And Miranda is definitely one of those top names. So I'm pumped to see her.
Well, awesome.
She definitely seems to be, this is me. Yeah. Take me or leave me.
Exactly.
And, which is great.
And that's how it should be. Like,
yes.
Especially as women, like we're so often told to be something
right
to please everybody else. It's like, why don't we just please ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And whoever likes it, great. They'll run great with my crew. Mm-hmm. If they don't like it, great. Go find someone that you like.
Exactly. Yeah.
So she has that attitude, and that's why I respect her so much. But
awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
With us. We are excited to hear you.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Check it out.
And see what more to come from you in the future.
Yeah. I'll be playing a lot of the new songs during my sets this weekend. So there will be a lot of sneak peeks. Bitches Bitchin' will be played.
All right.
So you guys will be able to hear it live. But
fantastic.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for asking me to be on. I'm so honored. This was great.
Yep. And as soon as the new album's released, we'll definitely make sure to push that out as well.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, great.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Make sure to join us next week for our next CCMF conversation with the lovely Tracy Lynn. Don't want to miss it.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.